The White House Report.
14,000 workers are affected by this GM announcement. They plan to cut 14,000 jobs in the United States and Canada. Larry Kudlow, the head of the National Council of Economic Advisors.
We are going to be looking at certain subsidies regarding electric cars and others, whether they should apply or not. I can't say anything final about that, but we're looking into it. Again, that reflects the president's own disappointment regarding these actions.
Kudlow met with the chairman and CEO, Mary Barra, of GM Monday.
It may be possible to transfer workers to other plants in Texas and Michigan. I'm not an expert on General Motors. I'm not an analyst. But that's what she said. But obviously, there's a lot of disappointment, even anger. I've heard it from Mr. Trudeau, from President Trump, from Democrats and Republicans.
The layoffs come during the holidays. But does this also spell doom for the economy and the economic recovery that the Trump administration likes to tout?
No. Look, I don't want anybody to get laid off. I want workers to do very well. I want worker wages to do well. And they are.
But not long after I asked Sarah Huckabee Sanders this.
President Trump, early on in January 2017, met with the big three automakers, and he said he wanted to make the U.S. a more attractive place for companies to manufacture products by lowering taxes and business regulations. What does this move, this action by GM, say?
The president tweeted, very disappointed with General Motors and their CEO, Mary Barra, for closing plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland, nothing being closed in Mexico and China. The U.S. saved General Motors, and this is the thanks we get. We're now looking at cutting all GM subsidies, including for electric cars. General Motors made a big China bet years ago when they built plants there and in Mexico. Don't think that bet is going to pay off. I am here to protect America's workers. April Ryan, AURN News.